The Independence Day holiday is upon us. One of the highlights of this holiday each and every year is enjoying the fireworks. Many local municipalities shooting off fireworks each day this week, but across our state and the country, many individuals taking to the streets in their own yards and driveways to fire off their own fireworks. With us now, North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey to give us tips on fireworks safety before you shoot off those fireworks. Commissioner, good morning. Always appreciate the time.
Good morning, Chris. Glad to be with you.
You as well. What are the biggest things you want our listeners to know before they shoot off those fireworks in their driveways or their yards?
Well, fireworks are dangerous. They're explosives. And my advice is to leave the fireworks to the professional. Nobody's trying to keep you from having fun, but we're trying to keep people safe. Every year, thousands of people end up in the hospital. People are killed from fireworks explosives. So they're very dangerous, and especially you want to keep those away from small children and pets. I think every year after the 4th of July, the animal shelters say they take in more dogs than any other day of the year because the dogs run away. They're scared of the loud noise. So you better protect your pets, protect your children.
What are the biggest dangers of these fireworks, Commissioner?
Well, they can kill people. We've seen people have their fingers blown off, eyes put out. I know one case where a friend of mine had illegal fireworks, bought rockets from another state. You know, you can go across the line in South Carolina, Tennessee, and buy all types of fireworks, and they bring them in to North Carolina illegally, and it was at a lake. They had a nice lake house. They were visiting. Sets off this rocket, and the rocket goes sideways through the screen porch to the side of the house to catch the house on fire. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they got it out very quickly. But every year, between 19,000 and 20,000 fires are set from fireworks. So you don't want to become a victim. And we've had people do some very stupid things, especially when they're drinking a lot. And there was a man down in Florida that was so drunk, he actually put a rocket on top of his head and set it off. Now, that's pretty crazy. You got to be pretty drunk to do that, but he didn't live to tell about it.
That's a Florida man story for you, Commissioner.
Exactly.
So you're telling me, Commissioner, just to be clear, I should not be going down to see my friend Pedro and getting any fireworks and bringing him back to Garner.
Absolutely. You want to keep Garner safe, keep yourself safe, keep your family safe. Leave the fireworks to the professionals. Go see a fireworks show put on by professionals. They're licensed.
I do want to kind of change gears on you real quick, Commissioner. We are in the middle of hurricane season, and obviously there's a pretty big hurricane that's not going to impact us, Hurricane Beryl, down in the Caribbean heading toward Mexico. But I know you've got some tips for North Carolinians as it relates to insurance with hurricanes as we continue to monitor the tropics this hurricane season.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, I heard them talking about barreling toward the Caribbean. It's already done a lot of damage, but people do need to know what to do before, during, and after a storm, and they can go to our website, ncdoi.gov, and there's all sorts of tips. Most fire departments, the Red Cross, have a lot of safety tips, but people need to be prepared ahead of time. You need to make sure you've talked to your insurance agent and have the proper insurance coverage on your home, automobiles, and other property, but you need flood insurance because homeowners' policies do not cover water flood damage, so you have to have a separate policy or rider for that. You can get it through the federal flood insurance program or talk to your insurance agent. I would recommend people have replacement value coverage. That'll replace the items at whatever the cost, and people need to make an inventory. Just go through your house with your cell phone, take pictures or videos. Make sure you can prove what you own. Document everything that you own in case of loss. And heed the warnings. You know, make sure you've got some extra water, flashlight batteries. You cell phone batteries, your cell phone chargers, all of those things. There's just long lists of checklists. People don't really think about it. And at least with a hurricane, you've got a little bit of a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a week, sometimes 2 weeks. But you need to pay attention and take those warnings seriously and not wait to the last minute. I know with a tornado, you have no warning. They just pop up sometimes from hurricanes. But we have seen our share of damage in North Carolina, all over the state from hurricanes. So people do need to heed the safety warnings and look up the different things you can do to keep you and your family safe.
North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey. Commissioner, always appreciate the time. Happy Independence Day, and look forward to having you back on the show again very soon.
Thank you, Chris. Have fun in Garner watching that fireworks show.
I'll be there tonight, Commissioner. Hope to see you out there.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right, take care.